What is the hard-shelled thing that pulls in its neck and legs into its shell?
Well, there's two. There's a terrapin and there's a turtle.
Do you know the difference in
it? Yes.
What is it?
A terrapin is kind of striped and smaller, really. The turtles grow large, but they're kind of dark looking, and they're not striped like a terrapin.
And turtles live in water, right?
Oh, yes.
The terrapins?
Oh, yes.
What is the kind of seawater animal that some of them are about, they range from an inch to about maybe 3 or 4 inches big. They're real light pink. They have little tails on them. And they're caught by dragon nets along the bottom of the ocean or something like that. You know what I'm talking about?
No, I don't. I've never seen one of them.
Shrimp?
Shrimp? I've never heard of them. Never seen one.
Never seen shrimp?
Mm-mm. Shrimp?
Shrimp.
Shrimp. I thought, yeah, but I didn't know which way they caught them. That's where they catch them.
Mm-hmm.
I've eaten shrimp, but I've seen them, but I didn't know how they caught them or where they come from, really.
If you want to go to the fish market, if you were going to buy some, you'd say you'd get a few pounds of...
Shrimp.
What is the insect that flies around a light and tries to fly into it?
A fly?
Or this is the kind of thing that if you hit it, if you kill it or something, dust will come off on your fingers.
You're not talking about wasp or mosquito or... Wait a minute, they fly where?
They fly around lights or around candles or something.
Oh, candlelight. Candle flies.
What are the things that get in your wool clothes and eat them up?
Moths.
What is the kind of little insect that flies around at night and flashes its light?
Lightning bug.
What is the kind of long, thin-bodied insect that has two sets of wings and it eats mosquitoes?
It eats mosquitoes?
Around damp areas?
You mean it eats mosquitoes? It wouldn't be a martin bird, would it? I don't know.
Mm-mm.
I don't know what.
A little insect? Have you ever heard of a dragonfly?
No, I've heard of them, but I've never seen one. So
you heard other names for them?
No, I haven't.
What kinds of stinging insects do you know? You told me about wasps and mosquitoes. Do you know other ones?
Stinging insects? Yeah, there's honeybees, and there's yellow jackets, and there's hornets. That's all I can think of right now, I guess.
What are those small insects that burrow in your skin and raise welts? You know, if you go walking out in the woods?
Cheaters.
What are the insects that hop along in the grass in the summertime?
Grasshoppers.
Have you ever heard them called hoppergrass?
Hoppergrass? No, I've never heard them called that, but I've heard them. Grasshoppers is really all I've ever heard of called.
What are small fish used for bait?
Minnows.
If your house had not been cleaned, or it doesn't even matter, sometimes even it has been cleaned, you look up in the corner and you see these...
Cobwebs?
Mm-hmm. If you saw one outside, would you call it the same thing?
Spider web. But they're the same thing, but a lot of times they call them spider webs out there, and inside they call them cobwebs. I don't know why, but they do.
When you're pulling up a stump, you have to dig around and cut out the...
roots.
Do you know any roots or things like that have been used for medicine? Can you remember anything? Or just some kind of drugs or something made from roots?